This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
We've been enjoying being with Marion and going over her book about re-entry, and we've looked at the emotions of re-entering into your passport culture, some of the fears that you can go through, the experiences of TCKs or third cultural kids. Marion, in the last chapter in your book, you talk about the pilgrim community. What are you meaning by that?
I started looking some wee while ago at the whole idea of pilgrimage in the Bible, because it's something really that I think particularly as evangelical Christians, we've turned our backs on, because pilgrimage was associated with people who went to shrines and beat themselves over the back and all that sort of thing. And you say to people, "What, when you say the word pilgrim, what does it mean to you?" And that's the sort of image that people come up with. Pilgrimage is a very real biblical concept. This idea of a pilgrim is somebody who's on a journey with a purpose, a journey in view. Sometimes they kind of never really saw the end of the journey. I mean, the whole of Hebrews 11 is about, you know, the people who are on the pilgrimage but didn't always see the city that was ahead. But I think there's some quite helpful images for that for our cross-cultural community, that it's a very biblical thing to be on a journey and to have your tent kind of packed up, and that there are lessons to be learned from being on a journey. It helps us help with the idea of loss of the previous location. It acknowledges the significance of the things that have been there on our journey, and it enables us to look forward to the next staging post and what happens, because however impermanent the future is, we know that God is with us on the journey, and God has the end in sight, and that he doesn't change no matter how much the circumstances and the conditions of our life may change.
It is comforting to know that we serve a God who doesn't change when we may be transitioning from one country to another or returning back, that God is very faithful and that we are, like you said, part of a long line of history of people who God has taken care of.
Indeed. And there's a lovely couple of verses which I quote in the book in Psalm 84, which describes the blessings of pilgrimage. And it says, "Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage." And it says that actually pilgrimage is something you decide to do. It's not something that happens to you. So that makes us much more in control of this whole re-entry spiral, that actually we have decided that we will set out on this journey with God, and that he will be with us, and that he is with us in the desert places just as much as in the places where everything's flourishing and blooming and going right. I mean, Abraham is obviously a very good example of somebody who was on a pilgrimage, but Jesus himself in a sense was a pilgrim. He had nowhere to lay his head, but he very much came to the earth with a purpose. His was a journey with a purpose, and he knew exactly where he was going and what was going to happen to him on the way. And I think there are lots of kind of biblical examples that help us deal with that. Joseph, who you might say was a biblical third culture kid, I mean, he was taken out, quite literally yanked out of his environment, and grew up and finished his growing up in a completely new place, had a very, very hard time of it, but was able to affirm the experience of how God had been with him in that experience and on that journey, and how God's purposes were fulfilled through that journey. And I think there are lots of other examples that you can find in scripture of people who've been on a journey and who've experienced the faithfulness of God in it.
I'd like to wrap up and ask you two questions. The first question is, somebody is listening to our program today, mm-hmm. and they're looking about to transition, re-enter into their home country. As a family, what are the maybe two or three things you would really encourage them to think about as the transition takes place?
I think one thing is to talk through the whole thing as a family, to have family conference time when you sit down and you talk about what lies ahead and the possibilities, and actually maybe say, well, let's go away for a week and think about that and come back and then talk it over again and say how we feel. The second thing, I think, is to reduce your re-entry stress by making good preparations. In other words, make plans before you get home with the things that you can, like, if possible, deciding where you're going to live, identifying the schools, if necessary, going with your children before you go back, making a separate trip in order to visit and enroll. But reduce that re-entry stress by thinking ahead and thinking realistically. Take off the rose-colored spectacles and think realistically what lies ahead of us and what can we do actually that will facilitate our re-entry. And I think the third thing, because I was allowed three, prepare the people back home to think to yourself, now, who are the people that are going to be our welcoming committee? Who are the people that are going to be on hand who could help us? I mean, is it our receiving church? Maybe you're not going to relocate where your sending church was. Is it our extended family? But to get in touch with them, to do some education for them. Look, these are the sort of things that's realistic. If necessary, send them a book about what it's going to be like. But these are the things, issues that we're going to be facing. We'd be really grateful for your help in, and be very specific about the things that you'd need help in. And please be patient with us when we are tired, ratty, or whatever. But yeah, educating the people back home and putting in place some good supports of people who will be there to help you. And don't be afraid to ask for help. You know, we tend, again, to be rather resilient people and think that it's a bit weak and wimpish if we ask for help. But don't be afraid to ask for help.
The last question is, what were the three things you would say to a TCK who's about ready to come back?
One of those is similar that we've just said for the family. Get in touch with somebody who's your age back home who will be prepared to send you some good teenage magazines, fill you in on the whole teenage scene, keep you up to speed on that. That's essential. You need your cultural mentor, and you need it before you go home, not when you get home. Again, do your investigations about where you're going and what you can do and what you would like to do, career-wise, subject-wise at school and all that sort of thing. Thirdly, embrace your third culture identity. Find out who you are. Be thankful for God for that's who you are, and embrace it. Don't shut it down. Embrace it, but also embrace the culture in which you're going to.
Thank you very much, Marianne, for writing the book. We're excited to be a part of this. The book information will be available on the MemCare by Radio website. Thank you very much for talking with us about reentry, about TCKs and reentry, but also reminding us that the sovereignty of God, He's not abandoned us. When we reenter into new places, He is as faithful yesterday as He is today, and He will be faithful with us tomorrow. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.